to get this off my chest. I need to share this. I can't believe I just did what I did. I truly couldn't. I could not help myself. I mean, I've been with one before, but this time was so different. So I have to talk about it. So I've had a really long week. Stress of work and you know, being alone right now, and somehow I messed up my back, and hard to get rest, hard to do anything, and so luckily I decided to see if there were any spots to get a massage today, and there was, and I had just been looking forward to this massage all fucking day. I mean, just leaning over just to answer the phone hurt. My back was in such knots, so I get there and check in, and I'm just waiting. And then I hear a lady asking if I'm, you know, if they're there for 6 o'clock, and then she gets to me, and I don't know, I finally tune in, and I'm like, oh yeah, you know, me, yes, I'm here. And she's, oh, let's get you back and set up. Well, this tiny little thing. I'm like 5'8" and 3". I mean, I'm almost 5'9", and she's, I don't know, maybe 5 foot. She's much shorter than me, 5 foot, 5'1". And she's hard. I mean, this woman works out. She's probably, I'm guessing, late 50s. And she had short red hair. And she's very tan. Like I said, very, very strong, very fit looking. And she was wearing a black studded collar around her neck and workout clothes, and just not your typical masseuse, right? Anyway, so she brings me back and tells me to get undressed and slip between the covers face down. And so I do. I get undressed, and now I'm naked. Nowhere near tan like her. I'm very white and long brown hair. And anyway, so I lay down and get comfortable, and then she comes in and finishes kind of draping the linens on me, and I'm there for a deep tissue massage, so I'm expecting quite a bit of pain along with the pleasure of a massage. And I love the music in the background. It was a mixture of, hell, it's like 60s and 70s and 80s and just current stuff too, just stuff I can sing to, not the standard normal ocean or stupid birds chirping. And then she starts playing with my hair. Just, you know, taking up the hair off the back of my neck, the nape of my neck, and kind of wrapping it around my ears, and then just starts, you know, massaging my scalp and the back of my neck, and then down to my shoulders, and just really starting to work on me. You know, I told her my back was really sore, so she was doing a good job and focusing on that area. Very small, strong woman, just very strong hands, very, very able fingers and hands. Really, I can still feel it digging into my palms of my hands. I didn't even know they were sore until she just kind of started pushing on them. Anyway, so she's working on my back, and then I can feel her lean on me. She's standing directly in front of me. She leans on me, and she massages my ass a little bit, and she massages my tailbone. I've never had somebody massage my tailbone before. And it's kind of gets my attention a little bit. And anyway, back up to the rest of the back and then back down to my ass and my tailbone. I almost feel naked. So much of my ass is uncovered. And then she comes around to my side, and then she's working on the spine and the ribs, and again working on the hands again, kneading through the fingers, and it's just kind of taking on an erotic feel to it. This is not the first time I've had massages before. I've had them many times, even from men. And so she keeps working on my back, and I can't help it. Oh, some of the sounds escaping my body. I mean, fuck, my back hurt. And, oh, I could just feel myself tense up underneath her hands, but she just kept pushing on the muscles and trying to work those knots out. It seemed like forever, but she just keeps working on the spots, trying to get them to loosen up, and more oil on my back, and can feel her hands and fingers and her arms, even her elbows digging into my back. And then she moves over to my other side, and same thing, working on that side of the rib cage now. And then she does something that no one has ever done before. She actually climbs on the table and she straddles me. And she's sitting right behind my ass. And I can feel the weight of her body on mine as she then takes the heels of her hands and digs them into my back. I have to really concentrate and just breathe. This is not a sexual thing, but it's feeling like one of the most erotic massages ever. And then after she pushes her heels all the way to my neck and rides my neck with her heels, and she brings her whole body forward, and then she proceeds to hop onto my ass, still straddling and pushing into me, and then pushing into my lower back, grinding my pelvis into the table. I know I could not help but moan when she did that. When she pushed her body into me. And I kind of felt her weight shift a little bit as she dug into my back again and pushed into me. And then she got back off on the table. And she's working on my back. And then I kind of feel her lean down in my ear. And she says, "Do you like that?" And I said, "Yes." And then she put the cloth back up over my back. And then she got a heating pad, and I felt that go on my back and heard it turn on. This beautiful warm sensation on my back. And then I feel her slide out one of my legs and crop the blanket into my crotch, and I just feel her fingertip brush against the lips of my pussy. Oh, and I just let out a sigh. My body just responding to this woman's touch. Her total and complete control over my body, and I wanted her to have it. I needed her to have it. Then she started massaging my feet, working her way up my calf to my knee. Traveling over my ass, just felt her kneading in my ass. Then I felt her other hand slide up and brush my pussy with her other hand. I just let out a moan. This woman to know if she could have me, if she wanted me. If she just wanted to tease me, she could tease me, but if she wanted to play, that I would let her play. And that was all she did, and then she covered up that leg. And then she walked over to the other side. And she uncovered that leg and repeated that process again. And by this time, I was soaked. I know I was soaked. I was trying not to grind myself into the table. I just worked to control my breathing. But I wanted her to touch me again. I wanted to feel her fingers. So I felt her fingers on my feet and my calf and my knee. And then I felt her on my thighs and my quads, and then I felt that hand on my ass again. And then I felt her fingertips slide between my cheeks down my ass. And then felt her fingers slide into my pussy. And I pressed myself into that table, my arms over the side of the table. And I let her take me. I wanted these. Exquisite, experienced, strong fingers. I wanted them to make me come. I wanted her to have her way with me. Oh, I just started moaning for her. No more were they moans of pain in the muscles and the working out, but the feeling of her fingers. Oh, her play with my clit. Oh, then I felt her take her whole hand and just dipped all her fingers into me, spreading my legs wide. Oh my God. Oh, and then she slid her thumb in my ass. And she fucked me with her hand. Oh my God, she fucked me. And her thumb was in my ass and my God, her fingers were in my pussy and playing with my clit, and she fucked me. Oh, I was all hers. I was putty beneath her. Oh, she put an arm on my back and was just pressed up against me. Oh, she was telling me, oh, that I deserved this. Oh, that I was a beautiful girl. Oh, that I deserved to feel good. That she wanted me to feel good. Needed for me to feel good. Oh, I told her she felt amazing. Oh, and then she had her other hand pushed against the back of my neck, playing with my hair. Oh, fuck, he made me with her hand. Oh my God. Oh, I can't believe what this woman could do with her hand. Oh, no cock needed, just her strong fingers. Oh, I wanted to come for her so bad. Told her I wanted to. Oh, she told me I was a good girl. Such a good girl. Oh, told me to cover her. Oh. Told me how wet my pussy was for her. Oh, her fingers. Oh, her hands on my body. Oh, fuck her fucking my ass. Oh, I wanted her in my ass so much. God, I wish it had been more than her fingers, but she was so good with them. Never wanted to come more for a woman than right then. I needed to. I wanted to. Fuck. She just kept telling me. Work. Just with so much skill, God. Oh, those fingers. I wanted to come for her. Oh, I wanted to come for me. I deserved it, right? A good, oh girl, until the wave was over. I couldn't believe I came for her. It's the first time I've ever come for a woman. And then I felt her hand slide up my ass. Oh, it hurt her. Oh, I heard her wipe her hands. And then I heard her. Then she told me that to roll over to get on my back. So she took the pad off my back and I lied down. I rolled over and lied down, and then she finished as if nothing had happened. And I lie there, spent beneath her, just absolute body in her hands. Oh, and then she finished with massaging my face, my scalp, my forehead. And then she told me, now be sure you drink a lot of water tonight. And the only response I had for her was, yes, ma'am. To which she laughed and said, good girl. And then she told me to get dressed. There's no rush. I was her final customer for the night. And after I was dressed, I tipped her. Yes, it was more than 20%. And I asked for her name again because I had completely forgotten. And she said, let me give you my card. And she said, I'm available on Tuesdays and Thursdays and sometimes Fridays, but if you need me, I'll be available. Holy fuck, she'd be available. And so I told her that I would absolutely be calling to schedule again. And this time the massage was only an hour. And the next one, I'm asking for two.